where do you think free community college actually comes from? Tweet me at S. Carter. I would like to know, where do you think free things come from when the government is providing for it? Do you, are, unless, you know what, maybe it's just because a lot of these people aren't a taxpayer. Was it 40-something percent? Was it 43%? 47% of Americans? 47% of Americans don't pay federal income tax.
Nothing at all?
Nothing. Yeah, 40, you didn't know that?
It's just insane. I can't imagine not paying taxes.
How do you work at AM Radio Fund Dip and you have never heard this stat before? You are a marvel. Let me tell you how it ends, okay? You now have people protesting tuition hikes. They're going to the best school in the country in McGill, and they're spending like a few $100. At the most, it might be a couple thousand a year. And they were protesting hikes of a couple $100 because they got so used to it being free. Well, do you know what's happened with McGill? Debt. Hmm. They can't keep good teachers. You are talking dozens of millions of dollars. Actually, I don't have the numbers in front of me because I've been doing the research on Barack Obama's statements and community college in the States, but we'll get this up in the video at louderwithcrowder.com. Last I checked, it was 30-something million dollars in debt. I'm sure it's quite higher than that now because that was several years ago. That was many years ago when I still lived in Canada. So your best university, for which students are now protesting that they might actually have to pay money, is 30-something million dollars in debt. Let's call it $50 million in debt. Now, let's just give it a nice rounded number. What do you think that does to an education system? You think education gets better or worse? Let's just use simple economics. Will education get better or worse?
Worse.
If you don't have any money. God, ding, 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 ding. Lesser man comes dun, in dun, with dun, 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 answer. And the problem is once people get used to the free crap that they don't deserve. No one deserves free school. Okay, I actually have this number right here from my lovely friend here. McGill resident system, $79 million in debt. Free school for 2 years, $79 million in debt in Canada. Same thing with doctors. The same thing with their health care. It's subsidized health care. Well, what happens? All of the good doctors leave because it gets harder and harder to find jobs. They're not being paid well enough. Things, nothing is free. These things don't come to you for free. It's not free community college. It's taxpayer funded, taxpayer subsidized community college. And guess what? You're going to have to burden the taxpayers more and more and more. And considering that many kids who are going to school are not becoming taxpayers because they're gutless morons getting a doctorate in philosophy. I don't know if we're going to recoup our investment. We'll talk about this more after the break and why I'm angry at the world and have contempt for my generation who demand free school. You don't deserve free school. You don't deserve it. If you deserve free school, you'd have a scholarship, dummy. You stupid, goofy, dumb person. Get on a swim team. Smoke some pot. Go Phelps. Increase your performance, get a scholarship athletically. I don't care. Just don't demand that I pay for your tuition. Doesn't come from a magical land of chocolate rivers. Okay?